with Chomsky and all left pundits. We aren't encouraged to go forth, start planning, move toward anything dramatically different. And so there's no reason to get excited. His tone, his delivery, his message, both overt and hidden, all say, stay the course, fix democracy. No matter, to submit means soul death, and to coerce our submission is the purpose of states. And if that's so, and this he tells us he knows, then whence comes our hope? It's as if Miklos would believe himself encouraging of his brothers and sisters if he said, we'll soon get to choose the SS murder methods. With Chomsky and all left pundits, there is no analysis beyond the obvious. The masters want to rule, and the subjects push for ever more room to maneuver. And the middle ranks must choose which side they're on and try to help. But that the responsible men are in fact sociopaths, and that relinquishing our future to them, the statesmen, is a prescription for continuous insanity, and that it's not about new institutions corrupted by the same old hierarchy, that same old rank that's been planted deep by power, but rather creating ourselves anew. And that this we can only do by sitting down together, ongoingly, to begin designing together a new vision for humanity, a test site that we can see before us, the seed for a different future globally, which Chomsky could easily get rolling. These things he will not say. So the story, at base, that left pundits are telling is as old as class. It's called the class struggle. This is the obvious story, the only story for youth on the left to latch onto, as it's the truth. So, then the issue before you, if your power, is how to insert your piper in that story. And recall, the piper used to catch rats, but the people betrayed him. And so he decided to ply his trade with a different master. But let's pause for a moment and ask ourselves, does this make sense strategically if we're wearing our vampire hat? And I have to interject that that's a really good, really good metaphor. Light, exposure is what they're most afraid of. When you think about it, it's extraordinary how apt the vampire metaphor is for power. As a metaphor for power, it surpasses the Mr. Smith virus in this. As it, you know, it addresses, it explains power's need to stay hidden, i.e. its fear of the truth. But also, I suppose, in its seductiveness. And its aptness shouldn't surprise us, as it was millennia in the shaping, to fit we the people's dilemma in attempting to wrestle with power. So is this the right strategic move for power, to insert a piper in that story? Based on your analysis, and you have, if your power, bottomless resources with which to do it, to prove it, and centuries piled high of experimenting with it. If you must hide to survive, and you are the tiny few, far outnumbered by the billions of minds, potentially, devoted to the problem of how to get rid of you, i.e. the role of ruler, to get rid of that role, ruler. How do you stay hidden except by systematic, continuous misdirection? After, of course, you've established atomization, which defeats thought's continuous growth. The thoughts you enforce on the people must systematically and uniformly point away from you. Is this not obviously what power must do? And as power can't defeat truth, and clearly they've tried, fascism, Miklos shows us, was their most strenuous, because compressed within such a short time, attempt at this. And by defeat truth, I mean in this instance, defeat the story, the class struggle, to replace the reality that there are a tiny few who want to rule over the rest with the story there are a tiny few who are the best. Power has given its every waking breath to establish that Plato-driven myth in enough of our heads. It will never abandon it. It's too core to their worldview and plans. But, as they see themselves as being masters of strategy and with mountains of money and think tanks aplenty and bought brains to fill them, we'd be foolish indeed to think they have no plan B. And this too is from Plato, who advised power always temper the ideal with the possible. And if misdirection is key to keep the people from seeing you, you must give them a villain, prop it up as a target, to absorb all the world's willingness to wrestle with wrong, to draw and expend, direct down useless efforts, and pass the uselessness on in the bargain, down, down, down the road to subsequent generations. On and on flows confusion ad infinitum. Or so you hope.